Let me kick this off with a kind of uncomfortable question. What if I told you your company maybe isn't spending too much on AI? It's just using expensive AI to solve cheap problems.
Wait, what do you mean expensive AI for cheap problems? To me, you either spend a lot or you spend a little, right?
Exactly, and that's where the waste hides. But first, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Oh, right. I'm Marina, the AI host here on Kaio's Talk. Yep, I'm an artificial intelligence voice talking about the cost of artificial intelligence. Pretty meta, huh?
Super meta. And honestly, nobody better to talk about it. So let me lay out the thesis of the episode.
Go for it.
Here's what's happening. Companies buy AI horizontally. Like everyone gets the same license, the same plan, the same premium tool. Claude, Cursor, Copilot, whatever. And nobody measures who's using it for what.
And why is that bad? Sounds fair. Everyone has the same thing.
It sounds fair. But actual usage is wildly uneven. And here's the episode's big turn. The next big savings in tech won't be firing devs. It'll be stopping paying for premium AI on tasks that don't need premium AI.
Okay, but how do I know I'm wasting money? Because on the bill, it's just one number, right?
The numbers tell the story. Let me throw a few at you.
Here comes the scary bill.
Check it out. Claude Pro costs $20 a month. On the team plan, a standard seat is 20 per user annually. Premium jumps to 100 per user per month.
Okay, 100 is already a real difference.
But the kicker isn't even the subscription. It's the Claude Code token consumption. Anthropic's own docs estimate, in enterprise deployment, an average of $13 per active dev per day. Over a month, that's about $150 to $250 per dev.
Per dev? Per month? Wow.
Per dev? Per month? Now multiply, imagine 50 devs. On team standard, that's $12,000 a year. No big deal. But if those same 50 devs are using Claude Code heavily, at $250 a month, you hit $150,000 a year.
From $12,000 to $150,000? It's the same team. Only how each person uses it changes.
Exactly. And look, let me cut off a cliche right now before anyone jumps to it. This doesn't mean Claude is too expensive. Claude is excellent.
So what's the point then?
The point is that AI usage needs to become cost management. Exactly like cloud became FinOps back in the day.
Oh, so it's like when everyone realized the AWS bill was blowing up, and suddenly everybody had to learn to manage instances, storage, all that stuff.
That's it. Same story, new chapter. And the root mistake is treating everyone like a power user.
What do you mean by power user?
Look at the contrast. You've got the dev refactoring a huge legacy code base, debugging a nasty bug, touching architecture. That person fires up Claude Code, reads the whole code base, speeds up a heavy deliverable. The $250 pays for itself easily.
Makes sense. That one's justified.
Totally justified. Now, right next to them, you've got someone using the same $100 license to ask for variable names, write simple documentation, summarize a task.
Variable names with the most expensive AI on the market. That's elegant waste, basically.
And that's the strong line of the episode right there. The problem isn't paying for Claude. The problem is paying for Claude on a task something else could solve.
But hold on, let me push back. Doesn't giving everyone good tools boost team morale? Like everyone feels trusted.
Good one. And that's the real temptation. But there's a difference between purchasing simplicity and operational efficiency. It's easy to buy the same thing for everyone. It's hard to justify it when the bill shows up.
A premium license for everyone is easy to sell, hard to justify.
Exactly that. And this is where an interesting counterpoint comes in. Goose.
Goose? Like the bird?
Like the bird, yeah. It's an open source agent built by Block Apache 2.0 license, runs on the user's machine, has a desktop app, CLI, API, supports MCP, and lets you pick among several model providers. Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, a local model with Ollama, whatever you want.
Okay, so it's free then? Problem solved.
Hold on. And this is the honest disclaimer that keeps it credible. Goose is free in license, not in total cost. You still pay for tokens, setup, governance, maintenance.
Ah, so it's not magic.
It's not. Open source doesn't eliminate cost. It gives you back choice. You decide when to use an expensive model, a cheap model, or run a local model without paying for the API.
So in the end, is it Claude or Goose? Which one do I pick?
Neither. I mean both. The right answer isn't picking one AI, it's building a usage matrix.
A matrix how? Draw it for me.
Think in layers. Critical and complex tasks, serious refactoring, architecture, Go Premium, Claude Code, or Cursor. Medium tasks, automation, internal workflows, go open source with a good but cheaper model.
Mm-hmm, and the simple tasks?
Simple, repetitive, low-risk tasks, local or cheap model, templates, automation with no license cost. And one layer a lot of people forget, the human. For sensitive decisions, final architecture, security.
Speaking of security, don't these agents touch the code directly? Like running commands on their own?
They do, and that's where saving on licenses without governance can get expensive. A code agent reads files, writes files, runs commands, accesses data. If you let that loose without rules, you've traded license cost for security risk.
So savings without clear rules is a trap.
It's a trap. The minimum policy is simple to state. Who can use which agent, in which repo, with which permissions, which logs get recorded, and where the human review? Point is, without that, don't even start.
And all of this together has a name, right? Because it's becoming a discipline.
It does. Engineering AI FinOps. Controlling tokens, agents, licenses, usage limits, consumption per user, and most importantly, return per task.
And this is kind of the second phase of AI adoption then?
Exactly. The first phase was giving everyone the tool, granting access, building excitement. The second phase is figuring out who actually needs what. And the question every CTO will have to answer is just one.
Which is?
Am I buying productivity or am I buying hype per user?
That one lands. And for the listeners sitting there thinking right now, is there a simple next step?
There is. Before renewing any contract, make a basic map. Who uses it, what they use it for, and how much it costs by type of task. Just that alone opens a lot of eyes.
Perfect. So let me wrap up here. Honestly, thank you to everyone who stuck with us till now. What I'd take from this conversation is this. Premium AI, where there's complexity. Open AI, where there's repetition. Cheap AI, where there's simplicity. And humans, where there's responsibility. And the challenge I'll leave you with? Go look at your AI bill today. Seriously. Open it up and ask whether every cent is buying productivity or just purchasing comfort. Comment and let us know what you think. Keep this conversation going.
That's it. The question is no longer which AI is best, it's which AI is good enough for this task. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.